And you know what really fucking pisses me off? You know when you're getting something online, you fucking do the search for it, like a tire pressure gauge, right? I bought a tire pressure gauge recently, so I know how much fucking air pressure is in my goddamn tires. It's a fucking small thing, cost a couple bucks, and I got it. I've been using it ever since. It's been fucking fine. So if my fucking tire's low, I can fucking check it. Before I get too deep, my name is Chris Johnson. What bugs the shit out of me about this is the internet's so fucked now with all these like tracking cookies that they fucking watch like everything that you fucking do, like anything that you search, anything that you fucking click on is like tracked and recorded. So now, ever since I bought that fucking tire gauge, I'm seeing all these fucking ads for tire gauges. I only need one, goddammit. Stop showing me fucking ads. I already fucking bought it. I just bought the fucking gauge. I don't need ads for another gauge. How many tire gauges do you need? You don't need one for each fucking tire. You just need one goddamn gauge. Look, I'm fine with having one fucking tire gauge that's probably going to last me until the end of time. How many times have you had to buy a fucking tire gauge? At one point in the last year, like, my tire light came on, which sucks. I hate when lights come on in the car because, first of all, I don't know what any of the fucking lights mean. Like, it'll be just like a weird fucking picture of a W, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then you find out it's supposed to be like a fucking tire. Like, just put a picture of a fucking tire there. Don't put this weird fucking shape. Just give me a logo of a goddamn tire. That way I know that something's wrong with a fucking tire. This isn't fucking hieroglyphics. I shouldn't have to decode this shit. Like, when we look at caveman paintings, it's all fucking crazy bullshit. And you think, these are fucking Neanderthals writing this shit. That's why it doesn't make any fucking sense. But, like, in the fucking age that we live in today, you got a car built in the last fucking 10, 15, 20 years, we should be able to fucking know that if there's fucking tire issue, just put a goddamn picture of a fucking tire there, not some weird shit. I've been probably seeing ads for tire pressure gauges for about a fucking year now. Like, when does that shit go away? When does it get out of the fucking system? And like, why do they keep wanting to sell me another fucking gauge? What kind of fucking algorithm is that? Hey man, this asshole just bought a tire pressure gauge. What if he wants another tire pressure gauge? At least like some of the shit makes sense. Like, I bought a fucking X-Files book recently because I fucking love the X-Files. Some motherfucker put out a book about the fucking X-Files. Some fucking nerd like me with like a bunch of the fucking like cases in it. And I bought it. I haven't fucking read the goddamn thing yet. It's in my fucking bookcase. I buy a lot of books and then I don't read the books. I'm eventually going to read the books, but I probably buy more shit than I can like tackle it. Whether it's fucking movies or video games or all that shit. I gotta like catch up on a bunch of stuff. But like books these days, I like hard copies of books. I like to fucking have the book in my hand. I don't fucking like ebooks, and I don't read enough that it fucking matters. Like, if I read a fucking ton, I'd probably fucking like buy ebooks. But I like having a thing in my fucking hand, and I like actually seeing it because I'm a fucking visual person, and I like being able to flip back to the fucking pages and shit. Like, I don't want the goddamn ebook. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't want the fucking ebook. I don't want a fucking Kindle. I'm never gonna use that shit. I don't fucking read enough books for it. I read maybe a couple a year, which is fine for me. The other shit is like articles. Like, I read a bunch of shit online, but not in like book form. But anyway, I'm going way off the fucking rails here. My point is, I bought a fucking X-Files book, so I keep getting shit now for like other X-Files books. I don't want another X-Files book, but at least these are different books. You know what I mean? At least this is like not the exact same fucking thing. But with the tire pressure gauge, there's no variations of the tire pressure gauge. It's just the tire pressure gauge. And it's like, you get like emails from like Amazon or whatever. They'll be like, hey man, based on your recent browsing history, you may like this. And it's like fucking six different kinds of gauges. Like, they all do the same fucking thing. There's no surprises here. How fucking fancy do you need a goddamn tire pressure gauge to be? You fucking unscrew the tire and you put the thing there and it goes psh, and it pulls out the fucking the PSI or whatever. Is it PSI? Parts? Whatever the fuck it is. I don't give a shit about the fucking initials right now. I don't care. I almost said PSA. I almost flashed back to the radio days. The old public service announcement. I don't mind some tracking cookies, man. And I don't mind that, like, when I buy, like, fucking running shoes, like, when new shit comes in, like, I get fucking emails about, like, new shoe styles and stuff. But, like, I just, like, some of the stuff is just fucking annoying. And you're not making any money off tire pressure gauges, so I don't know why the fuck you keep sending me that shit. Like, it makes me not want to use any of these fucking sites ever. But I have to, because I'm lazy, and it's more fucking convenient. Speaking of convenience, I fucking hate Jeff Bezos because I think he's a sack of shit. Ironically enough, this podcast is on Amazon. But I still think Jeff Bezos is a piece of shit. I think he's a fucking scumbag asshole. So I'm not like huge on constantly supporting this piece of shit. However, it's much fucking easier to use his site than anything else. Like, a lot of people are like, buy local. You gotta buy local. Buy local, support your fucking local community. Look, I'm on board. I'm all in on buying local. But like, if I want a fucking book, where the fuck are my local bookstores? And I look up my local bookstores, I can't order shit online. You know what I'm saying? Make it fucking easier for me to fucking do business with you and I'll fucking do business with you. I can't be fucking making special trips all over the fucking place. Don't you know how fucked up I am? Come on, businesses. Get your fucking shit together. I can't be making like special trips all the fucking time just to constantly support like local shit if all I gotta do is go online and click, click, click and get what I need in like 5 fucking seconds. Like, I would fucking love to support fucking everything local. I fucking love that shit. I hate these fucking billionaire assholes. And before you even start to say like, hey man, they worked hard for it, suck my dick. Fuck you. Yeah, sure, he had worked hard, had a great fucking idea. Does he really need fucking billions and billions of dollars where fucking people are starving in the streets? Fuck that noise. Kiss my fucking ass with that shit. Guy fucking sits in a fucking office now. He doesn't do jack shit. Listen, one good idea that you make work doesn't mean that you're fucking better or you work harder than everybody else. Jesus fucking Christ. God, this shit pisses me off. I'm fucking ornery today, goddammit. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there, all 400 plus, actually almost 500 now. We're getting close to 500. I'm getting excited about that. Podcast is going to be in my Facebook timeline too, so you can catch it there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, and if you're into photos and just seeing my face and videos and shit, you can catch me on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes.